But on the line now, I have Professor John Casti, School of Chemical and Pharmaceutical Science. Good afternoon to you, Professor Cassidy.
Oh, good afternoon, Noel. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, do we say School of Chemical and Pharmaceutical Sciences in Kevin Street or in Grange Gorman?
Well, it's in Kevin Street at the moment, but from September 1st next, we'll be based in Grange Gorman along with all the other schools.
Okay. 10,000 students are waiting for to come to the flagship campus.
Absolutely. Like, we're extremely, I suppose, excited and thrilled to be moving. But that being said, like, we're quite sad as well because, like, the Kevin Street site has been here for, let's say, over 100 years. And, like, we have a huge number of graduates in science and in engineering who are in all walks of life and, I suppose, all countries in the world. And so we have an event on the 29th of February, which would aim to essentially bring them back and allow them to have a walk down memory lane and come back into the college and meet up with the staff and see the facilities before, I suppose, before we close up shop and move to our new environment.
And is that the capacity of the new Grange Gorman, 10,000 students? Is that the full capacity of it?
Well, I suppose we're moving into the central quad, which will accommodate staff and students from Kevin Street and Carl Brewer Street.
Is that the biggest college there is in Ireland? Would that make it the biggest college?
Well, we would think so.
Yeah. I think so myself, yeah. And, yeah. And as you said yourself there, does that mean Kevin Street now is extinct after the move?
It will be. And it'll probably be knocked, I would say. I mean, it's been purchased by a consortium. And so I would imagine that it'll end up as been apartments or maybe part of a shopping mall.
Okay, so you think that now's the time, a lot of the students, past pupils and that, it's their chance to come in and sort of think over and bring back a lot of memories. So how long do you think they would have? Maybe a couple of weeks?
Well, we are occupying the place until, well, the staff are moving out in the middle of June, but the there will be, I suppose, some support staff will be still working away here until, let's say, the end of July. But, I mean, I suppose the thing about the 29th is that it does give the opportunity of a focus mm-hmm. where, you know, classes, and I'm sure, like, past students will be in contact with peers from their class. And it gives them, I suppose, a focused opportunity to meet up with them and to, you know, to come back and, you know, not as much to see the college itself, but to meet up with old friends, mm-hmm. you know. I mean, I think everybody's tremendously busy in today's life. And, you know, in some cases, you only get to meet people at weddings and funerals. Whereas, like, if there is this focused event, I think it provides an excellent opportunity to meet up with people that you mightn't have seen for 20 or 30 years.
Indeed, and that's the whole day now on the 29th.
Well, it'll be from the from 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Okay. You sound very nostalgic yourself, if you don't mind me saying so, when you're talking about it.
Well, I'm a graduate of what used to be the College of Technology. Myself, I would have finished in 1981, and so, like, I would have very fond memories of the college and of the staff, and, like, talking to past students myself, I'm sort of surprised that they enjoyed their time here, you know, talking to a number of them, what I couldn't get over was how enjoyable their time here was. That, like, it wasn't just all hard work, but they could go out and enjoy themselves and go down the junction and have a few pints and still be able to get up for classes the next morning. You know?
Indeed, indeed. Maybe it wasn't as strong then. Just as the advances that's taking place, people talk about technology these days, Professor, and it's how quickly and you have to catch up. But in the same way, science in its own way has changed and advanced over the years as well. So when you think about sort of both when you were a student and then a teacher, what sort of advances has happened over the years that you see have made impact?
I think the huge advance has been in the storage and distribution of information. I mean, it's sort of embarrassing to think that back in, let's say, the late 70s, early 80s, when I was doing computer science, that the programs were stored on paper tape.
Mm-hmm.
And you had to, I suppose, type in the program, and you'd end up with this. It looked sort of like a bus roll with a load of little perforations in it. And so you would type up your program, and you'd have this roll of paper tape that you'd feed into a machine. And so I suppose all of the students were going around like tailor's apprentices with this paper tape around their neck. And then they'd feed it in, and you know, and then somebody would step on it and it would be creased, and then you'd have to sort of print it out again. So, like, whereas then there was, like, floppy disks and then memory sticks and, you know, the whole ability of mobile phones to store huge amounts of information.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that is the most incredible advance, just the to have so much information at your fingertips and to be able to store all of this material in such a small space, you know. And whereas, like, 40 years ago, you were talking about paper tape or you were talking about cards, you know, like, that I think is the most incredible.
Well, I imagine that was all rather time-consuming. So, I mean, with the advances now, it leaves more time for study as well, I imagine.
Yeah, well, I think students are studying quite differently. Like, there's a lot of, let's say, materials that would be put online, and like they would have access to them online. The lecture notes would be online, and I think the days of copying down stuff from the board has nearly vanished.
Is there anything there that stands out for you as innovators there at the time? You're well known for being well advanced in lots of things. Does anything stand out for you, Professor, that's been happening over the I don't know, 70 years?
I think the development of, I suppose, career-focused courses. I mean, when you look back, and I mean, I've sort of seen some of the prospectuses from going back years, from going back to the 1930s and 1940s, and there were courses that were designed for the careers at the time. Mm-hmm. There was things like fling, there was boot manufacturing, there was a course on projectionist, you know, that allowed people to, say, work in the cinema. Because I suppose one of the few things that people did at the time was to go to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, you know, we would have to have, let's say, maintained an advance of the courses in order to keep up with current careers.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, we would have courses in computer science, we would have course, and, like, I mean, all of our courses would be quite applied and industry-driven and the like, but it's a matter of keeping up with the careers that are available in information technology, in pharmaceutical science, in biodiagnostics. I mean, there are modules in really, I suppose, up-to-date areas. There was a module that I came across in the computer science department which was entitled Ethical Hacking, which is essentially to try and keep on top of the you know, the advent of information technology and how it can be policed.
I was just wondering, is there such a thing as ethical hacking? I was thinking of jumping ahead, sort of the STEM disciplines as well, that would come into the equation and all the stuff. I mean, it's quite diverse in everything, and that's what I was talking about, the advancements. But the students who want to come in on the 29th, it's going to be looking over the old ways of doing things. How far back will it go? Will it go back to the things you mentioned about the old tape around the neck? Will it go back that far?
Well,
or have you still got that on site?
No, I suppose like a lot of that equipment has gone by the wayside.
Okay.
I mean, for people that are coming in, for past graduates who are coming in, I mean, we would like to show them how much we've progressed and how much we've kept up to date with current equipment. And so I think in each of the cases, well, certainly in the sciences, we would bring them, give them an opportunity to come into the labs and look at our equipment and look at how we've kept up with, I suppose, state-of-the-art equipment. I think in some cases that there are exhibits of I suppose, traditional or antique bits of equipment. But I think we're anxious to be positive and show, to give an indication of what we'll be like when we do move to a new campus.
Mm-hmm. And are you excited about that? Before I talk about that, there'll be loads of photographs as well. And, of course, you've still held on to some of the equipment as well from yesteryear. So that'll be on site as well.
That'll be on display. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And like there will be I suppose photographs that in the Gleeson Hall, where the event will be based, there'll be, let's say, a range of past photographs, and also on the screens there'll be a sort of a rolling continuity of photos. I mean, I suppose in some cases, I've been talking to some past graduates, and one thing that they'd be interested in seeing is their old graduation photographs. And I suppose throughout some of the corridors and the various floors in Kevin Street, there are still graduation photographs that would, go back to the early 80s.
And you can look at some old exam papers that maybe gave you some grey hairs.
Well, that would, I mean, if they're courageous enough to do that, good luck to them. Okay. But I mean, the thing is that we would have graduates who are. Who have sort of risen up in Irish industry and have made a name for themselves and have really supported the country and allowed the country to progress into the state it's in now. Mm-hmm. And I suppose one of the notable graduates would be Alan Joyce, who is CEO of Qantas Airlines in Australia.
Wow.
And I mean, he would be an example of, alumni who have done very well from themselves in an international forum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's all taking place on the 29th of February, and I'm sure you're going to get everybody coming back. Are you looking forward to the big move yourself? Have you moved yet to Grange Gorman? Is there an operation yet?
The staff will be moving toward the middle of June, I suppose some of the academic staff, followed by a movement of some of the equipment. And the aim would be to be in a position to deliver courses in September. I've visited the site, I suppose, before Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and it is unbelievably huge. I mean, it's
I can imagine,
the central quad is about the same size as Dundrum Shopping Centre, wow, the same sort of surface area. And so it is awesome. You know, it is really awesome.
Okay, well, Professor, thank you very much for talking to us. And maybe I'll talk to you in a couple of months when you're settled in there, maybe around Christmas time or this time next year, and we'll see how things are getting on there. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Not at all, Noel. Thank you very much.
Anything else you want to get in there before I let you go?
I suppose if anybody's interested in turning up on the 29th, if they go on to the TU Dublin website and go into search and put in February 29, and that would lead you to the site, and you could sign up on Eventbrite.
Okay.
And it's free.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, Professor. Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that's Professor John Casty, School of Chemical and Pharmaceutical Science in Grange Gorman, now we can say. Okay, and that's all taking place on the 29th of February.